The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Paul Alexander with you on Going Low. It's my pleasure right now to welcome to the show from Old Stonewall, Sean Switzinski. Used to be known as the pro at Old Stonewall. Now he's known as the father of Hunter, the 3A state champion. How are you handling that, Sean? Is that a tough transition for you? Now you're just the father of the state champ?
Yeah, it's been a really good ride. Good morning, Paul. But it's been incredible. You know, so many times that the sort of the roles reverse, you know, and that's how evolution is, and it's really cool to see. And we were amazingly proud of his performance and how he's handled everything since.
What's he up to now?
Well, he doesn't miss much practice. He practices 2 or 3 hours a day on TrackMan and gets out in the course probably any day it's over 25 or maybe 30. And he's got some lofty goals, and he doesn't miss a day. So I'm definitely proud of that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like the addiction to golf. And it's fun to watch when you see someone basically fall under the auspices of golf. It takes over. Our buddy Joe Starkey, who I'm sure you've met, because you know he's met everyone involved with golf now. He is the most addictive, obsessive person I've ever met, and now golf is all he thinks and cares about. And he had a career best 83 not too long ago, so he's making some progress.
Well, no question. Joe's got the bug for sure, and that's the thing with golf. I mean, once you get started, it's the type of sport, the more you play, the more you want to play, the more you practice and start seeing some improvement. It's addictive for all of us. So it's really cool to see. It's fun to hear him talk about it on air and across the board. It's just like the rest of us for sure.
And Sean, there's no question. Old Stonewall is a special place. And I don't remember. And again, one of the things that really goes at an advanced age is chronology. I happened to be there. You had a big media opening. A beautiful event to just kind of say, hey, Old Stonewall's here and it's open. And I just fell madly in love with the course that very first day. And it started with the practice range. I think there's something so special about being able to warm up, you know, with all sorts of targets and just a beautiful situation. What year did you guys open for play?
Yeah, this is a big year for us. We opened in 1999, so 25 years this year.
Wow.
You talk about our practice range. We have the largest tee space in any course or club around the area. I mean, we have set up there that we have basically about 70 yards of tee space, of grass tee space, and it's something that we have the ability, and that's why we have a ton of aspiring young players, you know, collegiate players and guys that want to really work on their game. It's a great place to come out and practice. But, over the 25 years, it's hard to believe it's went by that long. I've actually been there since end of July of 99, so I've been there for the full 25 years. So it's shown, definitely on top of my head for sure, you know, but it's been a good ride.
It is such a spectacularly beautiful place, and you know, there was obviously no money spared when it came to the construction of the golf course. I forget the number on just the rocks alone, but just a complete gem of a golf course. And you guys, what's your ranking right now? You always have one of the top public course rankings in the state. Are you still number one?
Yeah, once they changed and went to sort of more the resort came into the category, we moved back a few places. So it sort of changed a little bit there. But from the true public facilities, we're usually the top one or could float one or two depending on the publication. So we're always in that area. We really value the stuff that Golf Digest does and those other rankings. It helps to get out there for sure. And it's that part of it has helped us out through the years tremendously. And you went back to, you were talking about the stones. There's literally 575,000 ton. There was 2.8 million in stone alone that were trucked into that facility. Rick Vizdek was the original builder. He was the brains behind it, and definitely nothing was spared for sure.
And just the castle itself too. It's just the way it presides kind of over the course, or you know the way you look at it when you're coming in on 18. It's just a different feel and such a cool vibe. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful than standing on the, and I, when I'm taking people out there or lucky enough to have someone out there for the first time, I march them up to the, you know, the very back tee and at least hit one drive on 16 from that top tee, because the vista, the view, the feel of being up there is insanely cool.
Yeah. That tee, it gets some use. There's no question. There's a lot of people that they'll go back there, and we tell people to, you know, if you're coming out to play, especially if it's your first time or the only time you get a chance to come out, you got to at least go back to the back tee on 16. It's really the signature hole that we have, and from back there, it's a 474 par 4, and that carry seems like you have to hit it 300 to get to the fairway, but really maybe only 220 or so. But the way that hole sets up, it's just such a cool look, and the elevation change is just awesome. It seems like that ball's in the air.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
For 5 minutes, you know, it's a really cool thing to get everybody up there for sure.
Well, Sean, the explosion of golf, I mean, you know, the pandemic was awful in so many ways, but I think it had such a positive influence, and everyone's benefiting now in the golf industry because of the pandemic in some strange way. But now it's to the point where, you know, we live in a climate where you're not going to be able to play year round. So now these amazing places are starting to pop up where, you know, you can go have and I saw last night. You know, I mean, I know Turn Clubs is a cool place, but when you have Bob Pompiani sipping on a Cabernet and working on his wedge play at your place last night at Turn Clubs, I mean, that's special. When Bob Pompiani is at your place, you know you have a cool place. Is that not correct, sir?
There's no question. when Pomp's in the house, everything livens up. You know, that guy. It was cool to have Bob in last night, and you know, that's the whole thing. Like, he came in with his family, and he's got grandkids, his kids, and give an opportunity that everyone can have fun. I mean, we literally had a club in Sonny's hands last night, so it was it was so cool to see, and you know, things like that. These type of places make an opportunity. Yeah, you can not only work on your game and have fun in the game. For all skill levels, you can do it 12 months out of the year, and really enjoy it. So it was cool to have him in last night, and you know, that's the things we're really building up there for, whether it's a family, beginners, or aspiring tour players. It's something that every golfer can enjoy for sure.
I don't want to give them too much credit, but does Top Golf get a little credit for the explosion of all the places like Turn Clubs and Shooters and all the other great places that are out there?
I would think so. I mean, that definitely helps for sure. I mean, we didn't, you know, in a lot of these areas, it was typically in warmer climates where you saw that. So you didn't see as many outdoor, but, you know, these things start to pop up. And it's really like it's creating our places a little unique, where we're creating a club atmosphere and ability for corporate events and for different events and just social gatherings as well. But, you know, the food side is really a large component of it. It's these type of places, you know, if there's not food and beverage, and, you know, there's nothing like hitting some golf balls with a beverage. So that's key component to it. So those type of things make it more social, just like out on the course. But that food and beverage side of it is critical. In our case, you know, we have a 5-star chef, and we have people that come into our place that they could care less there was even golf there. They're there
three
nights
food.
A week just for the food and drinks. So it's unique too. And and Top Golf's that way as well.
We're with Sean Swedzinski. He's the pro at Old Stonewall and the proprietor at Turn Clubs, which is turning heads everywhere. I mean, the entire Pompeiani clan was there last night, so you just know you're at the right place. When you see any of the Pompeianis anywhere, you know you're in the right place, in the cool place. And I still have yet to make it out there. That is certainly on the list. I told my wife that, and I know I'm not going to get a golf club in her hand, but I will certainly get a beverage in her hand and a great sandwich or a great entree. I think that can be easily done. And I just read, I was doing research on a little magazine article that I was working on, that the 57% of the people that, you know, participate in simulator-like activities with golf don't even play regular golf. I mean, it's not something that they need to be, you know, so well schooled in the game of golf that they can't go out and have fun at a place like yours, because it's kind of like bowling with a golf club. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's, you know, you're going to a screen that's only 10 feet in front of you, so there's an opportunity for everybody to have lots of success. So that helps from the start. So you get a lot of people that are beginners or just getting into the game. And I think it translates to down the road that we'll get into it. But if in something like this, if they have their time or they have their membership, they're sort of locked in, so they're not pushed or pressed for pace of play or things like that. They know they have that time, so they can go out and hit a shot and have a drink or eat some food, do their thing, and it's just a nice part of the entertainment side of it. But also, you know, for those, I think a lot of people get into the game. We have clinics and things like that where you can get people started and get them set up, and it really helps them to, maybe they would have never considered go out on a range or go out on a course. It was too intimidating. This is a nice opportunity to get them involved and get them into the game. And I think it helps grow the game for sure.
Sean, I think it's amazing. And, you know, the explosion of golf just does my heart good, because it looked like the game itself was in trouble. Courses were closing. People were losing their jobs in the industry. And to see golf booming right now just I think, is good for everybody. And the fact that the people are getting outside and doing things. And what can you tell people that want to get started and, like you said, a little bit intimidated, a little bit nervous? What can you do? What can you say to kind of ease them a little bit? Or what would be your suggestion how to get involved and get started in the game?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we're fortunate in the tri-state section. There's so many great PGA professionals. The first thing I would do is look up one of your local guys, one of the courses you can get access to, or someone at another facility. And, you know, just like ours, we have great instructors. We have Eric Johnson, he's the only top 100 instructor in the region. If nice. you can go there for the absolute best. You can go to your local club. All these great professionals can help you. Golf isn't something that's, you know, if someone, you went out to run or something like that, everybody can do it to some degree. It might not look as pretty as somebody else, but if you've never picked up a club and are trying to hit something like that, it is definitely going to be challenging to start. But with the right grip and the right start into a golf swing, everybody can have success. I mean, when you're controlling the face of the club and can square it up and make contact, it's amazing. Like, immediate success, and people they see that, can't believe that ball's getting in the air, and immediately they're hooked. So it's not something just to go out on your own and try to struggle with it and think you'll figure it out on YouTube. If you talk to one of your local pros, and see some of that, it'll be the best investment you made in the game for sure.
I've always sought, you know, professional help. I mean, that's the best way to get started, because the bad habits, if you start on your own and you think you have it figured out and the ball's not going where you like it to or not getting airborne, that's hard to, you know, fix on your own. I mean, the greatest players in the world have teachers and pros that help them with their swings. So if you want to get started, seek professional help is the best advice I think we could give anybody.
Well, no doubt. No doubt. It'll speed up the process and allow you to have success much quicker, which, I mean, everybody's time it's precious. You know, so if you're going to go spend the time or the money at a course to play, why not play better? So you can go out and have a lot more fun, by getting a little instruction and some good practice too.
Unbelievable. Sean, thanks so much for your time. I hope I see you a lot this summer. That would make me very happy, because that would mean I'd be out at Old Stonewall.
No problem. Thanks, Paul. Always appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Sean Swazinski, the head professional at Old Stonewall, the proprietor at Turn Clubs, two of the great places to absolutely enjoy the game. And so, Matty Harkins, how was our inaugural of the year going low? How did we do?
I think it was a good start.
Good start. Yeah, we have to build on it, obviously. But if you love, and I mean love, the game of golf, or you're just interested in it, there are so many things that can help you learn to love the game even more. If you don't have any success, I mean, it's a game that's going to get in your head. And the best players in the world, I was just watching Justin Rose, who way back at an 84 Lumber Classic down at Nemecolon, I did a good half hour with Justin Rose. Just a fascinating guy. I loved his accent. You know, on 17 yesterday, he knocked a couple in the water. His tee shot went too far. It went in the water. Then from the drop area, he hit it in the water again. I mean, it's golf. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy game, but it only takes, and I think Matt will probably attest, if you hit one or two perfectly, you're hooked. I mean, you're absolutely hooked with one or two good shots, because you know it's in there and you know you can replicate and duplicate that again. So once you get a little bit of success, you'll be hooked on this great game. So I want to thank Matty Harkins. I want to thank Sean. I want to thank John from Cedarbrook, and I want to thank you for listening. We're going to be doing this each and every week, 7 to 8, every Saturday morning. I'm going to get this thing ramped up and rolling, and I'm excited about it. I believe that we have Pat Bostic following. Yeah, Pat Bostic will be next. Pat, he and I are going to have to get out on the course. He's a member of Chartiers, and that's a great place to be. And he, you know, rubs elbows with Pomp and other great guys out there. Josh Rountree, one of our good buddies from here, is now going to be at Chartiers. So hopefully I'm going to run into Pat, but enjoy. Keep those fingers crossed for the Pitt Panthers, man. They've earned an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. I'm a little nervous for them, though. No professional help. I mean, that's the best way to get started, because the bad habits, if you start on your own and you think you have it figured out and the ball's not going where you like it to or not getting airborne, that's hard to, you know, fix on your own. I mean, the greatest players in the world have teachers and pros that help them with their swings. So if you want to get started, seek professional help is the best advice I think we could give anybody.
No, no doubt. No doubt. It'll speed up the process and allow you to have success much quicker, which, I mean, everybody's time it's precious. You know, so if you're going to go spend the time or the money at a course to play, why not play better? So you can go out and have a lot more fun by getting a little instruction and some good practice too.
Unbelievable. Sean, thanks so much for your time. I hope I see you a lot this summer. That would make me very happy, because that would mean I'd be out at Old Stonewall.
No problem. Thanks, Paul. Always appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Sean Swazinski, the head professional at Old Stonewall, the proprietor at Turn Clubs, two of the great places to absolutely enjoy the game. And so, Matty Harkins, how was our inaugural of the year going low? How did we do?
I think it was a good start.
Good start. Yeah, we have to build on it, obviously. But if you love, and I mean love, the game of golf, or you're just interested in it, there are so many things that can help you learn to love the game even more. If you don't have any success, I mean, it's a game that's going to get in your head. And the best players in the world, I was just watching Justin Rose, who way back at an 84 Lumber Classic down at Nemecolon, I did a good half hour with Justin Rose. Just a fascinating guy. I loved his accent. You know, on 17 yesterday, he knocked a couple in the water. His tee shot went too far. It went in the water. Then from the drop area, he hit it in the water again. I mean, it's golf. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy game. But it only takes, and I think Matt will probably attest, if you hit one or two perfectly, you're hooked. I mean, you're absolutely hooked with one or two good shots because you know it's in there and you know you can replicate and duplicate that again. So once you get a little bit of success, you'll be hooked on this great game. So I want to thank Matty Harkins. I want to thank Sean. I want to thank John from Cedarbrook. And I want to thank you for listening. We're going to be doing this each and every week, 7 to 8, every Saturday morning. I'm going to get this thing ramped up and rolling, and I'm excited about it. I believe that we have Pat Bostick following. Yeah, Pat Bostick will be next. Pat, he and I are going to have to get out on the course. He's a member of Chartiers, and that's a great place to be. And he, you know, rubs elbows with Pomp and other great guys out there. Josh Roundtree, one of our good buddies from here, is now going to be at Chartiers. So hopefully I'm going to run into Pat, but enjoy. Keep those fingers crossed for the Pitt Panthers, man. They've earned an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. I'm a little nervous for them, though.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.